Although the Brit rock press may have been snide about Elton's success, he couldn't care less. He was taking America by storm. In 1973, buoyed by the success of the hits Daniel and Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, he set out on a 42-date tour culminating in a legendary show at LA in the Hollywood Bowl. Jerry Gilbert was there covering it for Signs.
His return to Hollywood has been tipped as the most spectacular rock show ever to be presented in town. But many are disappointed that he's only playing one show at the 15,000 capacity Hollywood Bowl, since it's smaller than the Forum and has long been sold out. Tickets are like gold dust. But Elton knows nothing of the gig other than what he is going to play and vaguely how he is going to appear. It's the day of the gig, and Elton's at the hairdresser's. He returns with cerise-tinted patches behind each ear, which look like a couple of carefully placed pink carnations. It was really easy, he told us later. They only had to paint over the faded bit. It was just like putting Dulux on the wall, really. But there was a method in his madness. For that night, his hair flared out in beautiful harmony with his tinted specs and the hue of the overhead spots. Pink, it seemed, was the order of the day. The giant backdrop wafted gently in the breeze, and then suddenly Tony King was on stage to introduce the host of the evening, star of Deep Throat, the film you're never likely to see in Britain, Miss Linda Lovelace. On this spectacular night, we hope to revive some of the glamour that's all but disappeared from showbiz, she announced, and then proceeded to introduce the Queen of England, Elvis Presley, Frankenstein, the Pope, the Beatles, Batman and Robin, Groucho Marx, and Mae West, who came bouncing down the glittering staircase at the back of the stage in order. Mae West, I suppose, should have been for real, but she doesn't come out when the stars are on. Nor, presumably, when there are no stars in the sky at all. Picture the bandstand. Mermaids sat around the pool, flanking the stage, and five colourful grand pianos sat in line. A bank of 16 speakers balanced precariously along the top, and as the piano lids were lifted in turn to bear the initials E-L-T-O-N, they released droves of pigeons into the night. A good omen, perhaps, to compensate for the lack of galactic encouragement. The biggest, most colossal, gigantic, fantastic Elton John, announced Miss Linda, and down the steps he danced, in a huge white marabou feather hat, with a feather boa waistline and an all-white silk boiler suit, white sport coat, and pink carnation hair sprouting out from behind his ears. Outrageous! He opened with Elderberry Wine, carrying it straight into Your Song and then High Flying Bird, the best song from the Piano Player album. Fairy lights glittered from the piano drape, also in the same shade of pink, though Elton was going to show that he could rock and roll tonight, significantly during High Flying Bird. A lone bird returned to fly high into the eaves as though discovering a special vantage point from which to survey the concert. Honky Cat opened the way for his new single, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and I dare say that along with Daniel, it is the strongest single he has ever issued in spite of some dreadful out-of-tune harmony crooning from Dee and Davy. After a quick costume change, Elton returned with a pair of wide, flashing specs, which looked more like a set of Roger Ruskin Spears' teeth. The crowd were in the mood for rock and roll, and Elton gave it to them with Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. which signalled the release of more birds, as Elton jumped onto the piano to conduct the massed choir of the Hollywood Bowl Auditorium, which cooked along like crazy. And then it was all over.